Welcome back for session 9, the penultimate session. If you take another courses with me, you know that I love that word, penultimate. Second to last. So, in climbing the mountain of one day, we've now woken up in a way that supports the momentum of the rest of the day. We've calibrated to who we are and to the present moment. We've remembered to show care for the present moment, from the food we eat to the people we meet. We've taken chances to reveal who we really are and how we really feel to those around us, despite the inherent uncertainty and fear of doing so, prioritizing authenticity over a sense of control. We've felt the dynamic wavelength of reception and creation, taking new things in and pushing back out with our own newness, back and forth like the breath. We've started to become more aware of our particular habitual patterns and started to notice them more clearly and earlier on, noticing our tendencies to step on the trains of habit energy and gently stepping back off before we find ourselves way down the tracks. And last time, we explored the principle of movement, spending some time during the day dropping out of identification with the thinking mind and feeling yourself as your whole body moving in harmony, feeling less divided between the head and the rest of you and more fully alive in a physical, pure sensory way, prioritizing some time focused just on moving the body and feeling appreciation for your ability to move all of these parts, the liquid, bone, flesh, and organs, all together in unison as a harmonious whole. And today we'll be focusing on the daily principle that I like to call loving connection, exploring the importance of taking any opportunity you can to express genuine, unconditional love for others in your life, as well as for yourself, which is maybe easier said than done. And let's start with a quote from Eric Fromm, another one of my influences from the psychology world. He used the following phrase to describe what he called mature love. "I need you because I love you. Not, I love you because I need you. I need you because I love you. Not, I love you because I need you." So you might just keep that in mind as we go. Okay, and now if you'd like to close your eyes, you can gently do so. If not, that's also fine. Just choose how you would like to optimally engage with this session today. Whether it's sitting in meditation or taking notes or moving around, all are welcome by me. But just make a clear choice now and come back to that choice whenever your mind inevitably wanders away. Just come back to the clear choice of this is how I want to spend this time, just for this short time together. And now I'll ask you the question again, why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? The answer might be different today than the last time, but just clearly state this in your mind, and answer however you like. It might be specific or more vague. Just try to be as honest as you can, and try to provide an answer that is coming from you, and not from someone or somewhere else. Why are you here? And what do you most deeply want? Okay, and now let's take a few moments to settle in together and ground ourselves in this alive, present moment that we're both living in. So see if you can embody the posture and the attitude of like a flower that is rooted firmly and deeply in the ground, and then is reaching up and out from those roots naturally toward the energy of the sun. The sun being this present moment that is all around you and is within you, only right now. Naturally opening toward all of this, seeing it, even if your eyes are closed, hearing it, feeling it, for the first time, brand new. Feeling your roots in the earth, feeling connected with your current physical environment, and then stretching up and out from those roots to receive all of this, and to receive the message that I have for you today, as fully and openly as you can. An empty cup ready to be filled. And you might just take a few deep breaths in this space, breathing in deeply and breathing out and letting the exhale go all the way out completely. And then just waiting for the inhale to come back in naturally on its own. And you can just settle into the natural rhythm of the breath, however it is. And settle into this experience here with me. This is all there is. So the daily principle of loving connection. You might just consider for a moment what loving connection means to you. What images come to mind? How do you feel loving connection in your life? How do you show it? What does it feel like? A loving connection might sound obvious in terms of what I'm referring to, but I think it can also become neglected amidst the busy pace of life. So this refers to spending some part of the day expressing genuine love for another person, or a creature, a pet maybe, as well as expressing genuine love for yourself. And to me, the essence of genuine love is creating a space for the object of your love to feel totally and completely accepted in your presence, allowing them to be just as they are with no need to change or do or prove anything, to be totally enough in your eyes, and to make sure that they sense that they feel that from you. And to me, this sort of boils down to the spirit of a thumbs up. I was recently investigating in my mind the various ways that we communicate, and it struck me that communication can often be traced back, maybe ultimately, to either a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I may be saying things to you because I'm ultimately wanting to show you that I think you're good, I like you, or I love you, communicating out of the thumbs up feeling. Or you might be feeling the opposite towards someone, that in some way they are not meeting your full needs in this moment, and so you are communicating to them out of the thumbs down feeling. And what if we could make communication that simple? To just be in someone else's presence and express thumbs up. You are good. I enjoy you. I like being around you, and I just want you to know that. I think we use lots of other types of communication because to directly express the thumbs up can feel vulnerable. And it's maybe more of an opportunity for rejection if we don't sense that the other person maybe feels totally the same way. In the world of psychology and psychotherapy, there's this concept called the relational paradox. You might have heard of this. And the relational paradox refers to how difficult it can be to actually connect with others in a genuine way. Because in order to be truly connected and to truly feel loved and seen for who we really are, we need to take the risk to show others who we really are. The parts of ourselves that we may fear are unlovable or ugly or weak. If we don't risk showing ourselves vulnerably, that step of authenticity, if we keep who we really are tucked away inside the protective exterior of the spacesuit, then we are guaranteeing to some degree that we can't really connect or feel genuine love. And this reminds me of that line that goes, "We often prefer the control of guaranteed unhappiness over the uncertainty of possible happiness. We prefer the protection of the spacesuit, of that false second circle, over the uncertainty of revealing who we really are inside and possibly feeling real, direct connection and love." So you might just look for opportunities to very simply express the thumbs up feeling. If I ever notice that someone just makes me feel good, I try to identify what exactly it is about them and make sure to share that with them in as direct a way as possible. And it could even be just, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know that you have a really nice energy about you. I can't quite put my finger on what it is, but it's just really kind of nice to be around." Something like that could feel awkward to say, but I think it can also mean a lot to the person receiving it if it's genuine. It's one of those things that a person might recall later that day, or maybe even years later, remembering the feeling of you directly expressing your appreciation for them. And then they might feel pulled to do the same for someone else, a ripple effect. This is something I actually noticed about a friend of mine. He had a way of sharing with me, and I noticed him do it with other people as well, sharing a really specific compliment that just makes you feel good about yourself. And I've told him that I appreciate this about him and that I've integrated it in my own life, and I'm sort of subtly doing the thing there as I compliment him about his special complimenting style. So you might look for opportunities in your life to express this basic thumbs up, whether it's in person, or by a call, or by text. If you have a positive thought about someone you know, or even a stranger, maybe taking the risk to share it with them directly. And you might think of people in your life right now who you'd like to express this thumbs up feeling to. And what is it about them that makes you feel good? How might you articulate that to them? And you might just pick one person. And how would you articulate to them in the simplest way what it is about them that makes you feel good? And after we're done in this session, you might even call them or just send them a message and share that with no other ulterior motive or reason for speaking, but simply to share this thumbs up feeling. And then maybe most importantly, finding some time to express this thumbs up feeling to yourself. So the arm going out and then kind of going back in and inside of you. Notice what it feels like right now to say internally, "You're good. I like being around you. You don't need to change at all." see if you can express the genuine spirit of a thumbs up to your most basic, deepest, inner self. See what that feels like for a moment, an internal, basic, you are good. And if you feel any resistance to that, I think it's natural. We all probably learn while growing up in different ways that some part of us is unacceptable or not good enough, whether that comes from our parents or society or whatever the source might be. But see if you can pierce all the way through to the pure child that's still alive in you. Surely they were good enough without needing to do or prove anything. What does your child self look like? And what is it that they want? And how might you give them that thing they're wanting? I think that child is still who we all really are. We've just covered it up with the protection of the spacesuit, with that societally informed second circle. And that child may be needing a lot of our own love and care. It might feel locked away and rejected by us. So loving connection, finding time to express simply the spirit of an unconditional thumbs up to others, and maybe especially to ourselves. And I hope you feel that from me. And you might even offer it back to me here, if you're willing. I'm also just a child inside an adult body with ideas about who I am and who I should be, but my child self is still pure and innocent and is aware of how much I really don't know and how little I actually control this world. So you might feel both of us now, me expressing genuine love and acceptance to your inner child. And you may be offering the same to mine, my little Charlie. That's what I was called as a kid. I'm giving Charlie the green light to play with your inner child and to just have fun for a moment. No rules or expectations, just living. And maybe see just what that feels like for you. Okay, so now we will finish the session by slowing down and connecting with the spirit of this ninth principle, loving connection. Feeling the spirit of this action beyond just the word, beyond the conceptual label, and connecting back with the spirit of climbing the mountain of just one day. Loving connection being an essential part of this climb, an essential seed to be planted and replanted. And now when you're ready, on the next inhale, breathing in the feeling of loving connection. And breathing out loving connection. Breathing and connecting with the spirit of love. However you feel that. Soaking it in on the inhale and sharing it with the world on the exhale. and feeling love for yourself and for your inner child on the inhale. And seeing that innocence in others on the exhale. Breathing in and out the feeling of unconditional love, no conditions, full acceptance for the child that just wants to be loved and accepted for who they are. And maybe just take a few moments to reflect on how it is that you show love and connection in your daily life. And how you might like to experiment with showing more of it. And you might just take a few more deep breaths. And if your eyes were closed, you can gently open them now. And you might move around. Do any movement that might feel good for you right now. And just keep in mind maybe one or two ways that you might experiment with embracing this loving connection for maybe someone else in your life, whether it's someone you know really well or someone you barely know or a stranger, whoever it might be. And then also maybe experimenting in some way this feeling of loving connection for yourself, for your deepest raw self underneath the spacesuit. And you might add to your journal about that. If you're writing alongside the course, it could be a good place to process what would it mean to express loving connection for myself and for my inner child self. All right, so now we have woken up, calibrated, shown care, expressed authenticity, received, created, noticed our patterns, moved and connected with the body, and now expressed direct loving connection with others and with ourselves. This is a rich, full day of experience. And the final step, the final daily principle, is resting. And I look forward to exploring that with you and reviewing the course in our final session. Thanks for joining me here.